It's time for Sports Dogs After Hours with Randy Woodward and Clint DeHaven. An hour of live local sports talk brought to you by Parsons Kia, 2525 Valley Avenue, Winchester. Nobody beats a Parsons deal. Nobody. Now, Sports Dogs After Hours with our dog and the postman on the river, 95.3.
And a pleasant, fantastic Thursday evening, everybody. Thank you all so much for being on board, as you are every week, as we cover the live local sports scene here on, now we can proudly say, the award-winning Sports Dogs After Hours. I'm Randy Woodward, the R-Dog. The postman is here, Clint DeHaven. And just, we'll start with our obligatory weather, you know, our weather talk, which just, I this time of year, I love coming down an alternate route to the show. I love coming down Back Mountain Road to Route 55, where you can, if you get to 55, you can turn right, go into Wardensville, West Virginia. You turn left, you head towards Strasburg. The red buds, the wild azaleas, the dogwoods, the mountains as a backdrop. Just a beautiful drive tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know we've mentioned it before in past shows that this area, that's why, you know, I moved away for a little while to see if I can get, you know, career growth. But I decided to come back home, not because of just
you missed it, didn't you?
The family and friends, but just because of the area itself is beautiful year-round. So
it is absolutely gorgeous. And 70 degrees coming down here. Just an absolutely wonderful drive. And finally, hopefully, I'm knocking on wood here. Maybe you can hear that. I'm knocking on wood that warmer weather has finally settled in. We don't have this up-and-down stuff we've had the last month or so. Hopefully spring is settled in. And believe it or not, tonight is Thursday. That means tomorrow, the 91st Shenandoah Apple Blossom Festival begins. Next week in earnest with all the events, but a few events this weekend, officially kicking off tomorrow with the Bloomin' Wine Fest. So it's here. Happy bloom, everybody.
Yes, sir, absolutely. And that's why I'm hoping that, like you said, this weather sits around and stays good, because I know everyone enjoys going out there, especially with the star-studded lineup we got this year. Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man, Dan Marino, and Richard Petty. It's going to be a great Apple Blossom.
Question to me, is Virgil going to come along with the Million Dollar Man? Probably not.
Probably not. I don't think so. I haven't heard anything like that yet so far.
Brother Virgil, Brother DiBiase, I love you. Anyway, that's my bad impersonation of Brother Love there.
Good old classic wrestling, man.
Back in the day. But I love the fact that they're going that route, the Million Dollar Man.
Yep.
Sad that, speaking of wrestling, one Bruno Sammartino has passed away. We mentioned that a little bit last week.
Yep, and I think you're working on getting a blog posted up soon.
I did, and it's up. Hopefully everybody that's a wrestling fan that grew up in my era back in the day will read that on our website, theriver953.com, which, by the way, won second year in a row best website from the Associated Press. And let's segue into that, because for weeks we've been talking about our nomination for several awards, and our own Liz Trumbull went down to the Greenbrier on Saturday representing the station, and she was up and down, up and down, up and down, because we took home six awards, four first place, two second place, and that's not just Virginia. That's Virginia and West Virginia combined, and the River 95.3, proud to say, won the award for Best Sports Operation of the Virginias. That means, Clint, a whole lot to me, because It also has to do with my home state, West Virginia, and my adopted state, which is Virginia.
It means
it's very special.
Absolutely, man. Hats off to you on that, man, because that's just, you know, it's, you've mentioned it before, it's very humbling when, you know, you see people out and about, you know, saying hi to you and everything, but getting the awards to show that that amazing career that you've had, that's also great for you, too. So hats off.
I had a passion for sports broadcasting when I was eight.
Yep.
And when you finally get to do things like call championship games, do almost 20 years now college football, things like that, that you only, when you're 8, 10 years old, you dream about doing. And you don't do it for the awards, but when you're acknowledged by your peers for doing something outstanding, it's a very humbling thing.
Absolutely. And again, like, not just to you, but to the station, congrats to everybody here at the 95.3 River, because it was just amazing that we cleaned house like we did down there, if you will.
Yeah, six awards. Best website, best play-by-play, Mike O'Dell.
Yep.
Shenandoah University basketball. Yours truly for Sports Operation of the Virginias, and yours truly, and you,
yep,
for Best Sports Feature, we submitted our Camping for Hunger Sports Dogs After Hours.
Yep, and a great show, and I really appreciate you texting me Saturday when you found out. And then Liz, our station manager, like you said, she was blowing me up Saturday evening when she was getting all the awards back to the hotel room.
There were actually other people down there that were blowing up my text, too, saying, oh, no, now it's... I got one text that said, "No, make that two first places," and it was just an incredible day. I mean, I was mulching. It was a beautiful Saturday. I finally checked the text thread and saw the awards. So we had the awards. I was feeling good about that. Had some ribeyes on the grill.
Nice.
What is not good about a day like that?
Absolutely. And I topped it off with, you know, a nice celebratory drink for myself that night. So it was a great night all around when I found out the good news for our station here.
So a little pat on our own collective backs to let everybody know that we are very proud of our honors, and we will try our best to live up to that.
But, absolutely.
Anyway, we move on. I always give you the honor of introducing our guests tonight, so why not go ahead and do that?
All right, and we got a second time comer here, Jeremy Minnick, head basketball coach for the men's team over at Christendom College, and the women's basketball coach, Joseph Walsh. They are going to be here representing Sports Vision Camps, their new entrepreneurial kind of camps business, I guess, if you will. So really excited to talk to those two guys tonight.
Our second and third segment, we'll really kind of dive into that. And Jeremy, I told you we'd have you back.
Great to be back. Yeah,
yeah, it's good to have you back.
Congrats on the awards.
And, oh, you're quite welcome. Again, humbling. Very, very humbling to be recognized. And there were some, I don't know, Liz, it was some crazy number of entries, something like 360 entries or something like that. So,
holy cow.
It just, it's an amazing thing. Well, let's get to sports. And I want to mention one thing, although they lost. They were upset by Susquehanna this afternoon. You know, that's baseball. The best, even the worst baseball teams beat the best baseball team. That's baseball.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Shenandoah loses this afternoon. But yesterday, the great Kevin Anderson, and I sent him a congratulatory email, won his 600th game as a collegiate head baseball coach. Now think about that for a second. If 30 wins is the standard for a pretty good college baseball team, that's 20 years of doing that.
Yes, and I think I can't remember the exact stat, but bear with me if you will. I think it was 484 of those wins come at SU, so that's just speaking volume to how great and long he's been doing at SU, because when I played for him, you know, and touching back on the loss they had today, you know, we were like, I think, 20-0, number one team in the nation, and we lost to like a 2-5 Eastern Mennonite team. So yeah, it's just baseball, man. Those days you'll have them, so for sure. Because
yeah, I mean, well, it's the sample size. You play a lot of games, and baseball is just the nature of the beast that even at the major league level, the best teams win 2 out of 3 in a series, for example, which means maybe a Miami beats a Boston once in a while. Yep. So. It just happens, but hopefully they can get by that. It was a non-league game, so in the big picture, it doesn't mean a whole lot. Speaking of baseball, the Nationals busted out a little highlight reel from 2017 yesterday in San Francisco, and let's hope they can keep that going. 15 runs, 18 hits, 6 RBIs from Matt Adams, 5 hits from Trey Turner. That's more. If you give Max Scherzer 15 runs. He's going to win.
Yeah, he just does what
Breaking
Max Scherzer
news.
He does what Max Scherzer does. Just goes out there and just throws flames and wins. You know, I mean, the Nats are 11-14 on the season so far here. They had lost 2 to LA and 2 to San Francisco before that beatdown they put on San Francisco. And you know, I was really pleased to see Matt Adams coming over, cause I think he was a former Cardinal, St. Louis Cardinal, coming over, and it's good to see that they have that depth, you know, at first base. If Zimmerman needs an off day or something like that, Matt Adams can step in and fill in for anybody.
Yeah, and let's face it, they've dug a little bit of a hole. But there's a lot of baseball left, and Murphy's not back yet.
Yep.
Rendon's still on the DL, and who am I missing?
Eaton
is not back yet. Goodwin, I think, isn't back yet either. That's a huge part of the lineup that isn't in there right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I did look a little bit further into after we spoke last week with Coach Martin and Coach Boneshosh from Sharando. You know, I started thinking bullpen problems for the Nationals, because Sean Doolittle, Ryan Matson, they've appeared in 10 and 12 games so far this year out of 25 games. That's too many for sure. So.
Too many. They're being overused, and you've got guys – really, the back end of the bullpen isn't really the problem. It's the guys in the 6th, 7th innings – that are, you know, that's the problem right now for the Nationals.
Yeah, getting your starting pitchers. I mean, you said Gio, by the third inning, will have 125 pitches.
And I don't. He has got to work on that.
Yeah, you got to get those guys extended. You know, I said it last week. If Strasburg and Scherzer are on the mound, if they're on the mound, you know what you're going to get out of those guys. Quality starts, 6 to 7 innings. But when it comes to those other guys, you know, and I know, Ruark is good too, but we need to get those guys extended into the games a little bit to, you know, get the bullpen some rest from time to time. So
it's, you know, it's the offensive woes right now, and it's because those aforementioned guys aren't in there, and it's the middle innings of the bullpen, you know, that bridge between the starters and the setup and closer.
Absolutely.
That's the problem right now that the Nationals have to fix as they take a little rest tonight and head back to Nationals Park for a 3-game weekend series against Arizona. So let's hope that game yesterday is a harbinger of things to come for the Nationals offensively.
Yep, and like I said, I keep saying this every week as a Baltimore Orioles fan, it could be worse. We're 16-7 in the season. Our starting third baseman's on the DL till June. So kind of think we're in tanking mode at this point like the Astros were.
All right, we'll talk Capitals, who are playing as we speak.
Yep.
And death taxes, Capitals and Pittsburgh Penguins. Third consecutive year they've met each other in the playoffs. The Penguins have had the Capitals' number, and hopefully this is the year they can break on, as Jim Morrison in the door said, break on through to the other side.
And cue the dramatic sound effects now, because it's like dun-dun-dun, because this is what the NHL pushes. They push all their chips in the middle for this one and go all in. You know, they're going head-to-head with the NFL draft tonight. Ovechkin versus Crosby, bitter rivals, David versus Goliath. You know, this matchup just isn't getting more hyped than what it is, because, you know, you need to have your two stars out there. And luckily for the Capitals, the Penguins have their leading goal scorer and points leader this year out to this game,
first
game.
So. Right. Malkin is out.
Yep, Malkin's out.
So they got to take advantage. He's probably going to be back for game two.
Yep.
So they got to take advantage tonight. As far as the Capitals, players like Tom Wilson can't get amped up and take stupid penalties like they did in games 1 and 2 against the Blue Jackets.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, if there's anything else to, you know, get a little bit more motivation and hope for the Caps fans out there, this has been, and in the recent past year, has been like the upset city. Like the Patriots coming back on the Falcons, you know, the Eagles upsetting the Pats last year, Cleveland Cavaliers winning the NBA championship. So hopefully this will be the year that Washington Capitals get past that pesky Penguins team.
It's going to be a great series, and I can see it going 7.
Yep.
I mean, I can really see that going 7. And we know about game 7s. If you're a Capitals fan, crazy bounces of the puck, freaky things happening, hot goaltenders. That has been the heartbreak of being a Capitals fan over the years, those crazy things that happen in the playoffs, and sooner or later, they got to break through all of that.
Absolutely. I agree with you there. Couldn't be more excited to watch this matchup fold out here this year.
All right, Postman, the Wizards, man, they had it. 87-82, less than 9 minutes to go in the fourth in Toronto, and NBA, a game of runs, and Toronto closed that thing out. Not even looking back, they win by 10 last night. So now it's you have no more margin of error. If you're the Wizards, you got to win in D.C. to force a game 7.
Yep, and I've heard you and K-Dog in the morning a little bit there talking about it, and K-Dog makes a good point about it. This team matches up well with the Raptors. And to be honest with you, last night was probably the first game of this series that I've seen fire from both teams. You know, there's been energy. The energy was amazing there at Toronto, and Drake was on the sidelines talking trash like he always does.
And Wall didn't have a piece of tape over his mouth either.
Nope. So, you know, for this game to go to a game 7, you got to have Beal and Wall just turn it up at home and send this game back up to Toronto. Kelly Oubre, you know, he's been really been hit or miss here kind of so far. He had a really good dunk last night, but he's going to be the deciding factor, I think, to get this to game 7.
Well, last night the Wizards just flat out missed open shots.
Yeah.
And you can't do that against a superior opponent. When they give you open shots from 15 feet, you got to knock them down.
Yeah, and especially when DeRozan was hitting on all cylinders, you got to be able to answer with him, and that just didn't happen last night. The guy outscored 29-20 in the fourth quarter. So
do or die now for the Wizards. If they want to force a game 7 back in Toronto, they're going to have to win at Capital One tomorrow night. So we'll see what happens. Capitals playing tonight. Exciting time if you're a Washington sports fan.
Yep, exactly. It's playoff basketball and hockey. It's playoffs, anything, any sport I'm always excited about, especially LeBron James last night. We had that buzzer beater. I jumped off my bed and did like a backflip because it was amazing that he made that game-winning buzzer beater. So.
And we're out of time in this first segment. We are going to talk draft because we had a spirited discussion off air, and I want to share it with the listeners on air about the draft. So we are going to talk draft. We're also going to talk Vision Sports Camps.
Yep.
Jeremy and Joseph are here tonight. And they'll talk about their new venture. And it all happens on the award-winning Sports Dogs After Hours, brought to you by Parsons Kia. We will be back. More Sports Dogs on the way.
Okay.
0% financing for up to 75 months on the 2018 Kia Optima has been extended through April at Parsons Kia. That's right, 0% for up to 75 months, plus Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. Drive away in your new Kia today from Parsons Kia. Warranty's a limited powertrain warranty. Not all buyers will qualify. Financing from Kia Motors Finance. Cost per 1,000 borrowed is $1,333. Offer expires 4/30/18. For details, go to Kia.com. 0% for 75 months at Parsons Kia. Nobody beats a Parsons deal. Nobody.
For over 90 years, the Shenandoah Apple Blossom Festival has hosted the grandest of all homecomings. Country music fans unite at the MVB Bank Country Music Party. Bring your best cowboy boots, hats, and leave your horse at home. Get your tickets to the live concert headlining Walker Hayes straight from Nashville on the Tolly Dental Stage. Thank you to our great sponsors, Virginia Blood Services and Valley Health.
But hey, you broke up with me.
Meet Maya, the medical marvel.
Hi.
Everything bad in her life happens at a convenient time. Her kids get sick on the way to their yearly checkups, and all their accidents happen in front of a hospital. She has miraculously never needed urgent care.
It's true.
Maya, you are super annoying.
Wait, what?
Luckily, for the rest of us, Valley Health Urgent Care has 5 convenient locations with online check-in, and they're open late and weekends. Visit vhurgentcare.com for hours and locations.
I'm not a bad person. Really?
Put away some money for the future with a CD special from Cape and Valley Bank, offering 1.75 APY. There are restrictions, so find out more about a 39-month CD with bump-up option at Cape and Valley Bank, South Main and Stephen City. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Increasing cloudiness tonight. Rain likely towards morning, a low of 49, a chance of showers on Friday with a high of 66, mostly sunny, slight chance of afternoon showers Saturday. Kemp Miller, in the Weather Center.
Now, more live local sports talk with the Sports Dogs After Hours on the River 95.3.
Join the Parsons family in 2018. Parsons Kia brings you Sports Dogs After Hours. And just a quick reminder, if you want to go back and revisit a past show, you can certainly do that. Our award-winning website is theriver953.com. Go to the Sports tab. Simply click that on. You'll get a menu, and you click on Sports Dogs After Hours. You'll be able to go back and revisit this show or any show. So share that with your friends and neighbors and find out what this show is all about. It's the area's only live local sports talk show over on our sister station, Sports Radio 1450, NBC, Sports Radio 1450. The Capitals are doing battle with the Pittsburgh Penguins. And excuse me, this pollen is killing me. It's, I think, 13 on a scale of 12 right now. So pardon me for the occasional choke here on the show. But, Postman, I'm going to turn it over to you. I once again introduce our guests. And we're going to start, we'll get into why they're here.
Yeah.
But just a quick little spirited discussion about tonight's NFL draft.
Yeah, and just to remind you guys out there, we have a Sports Vision Camps in tonight. It's Jeremy Minnick and Joseph Walsh in tonight. And, you know, I'm really excited to talk to you about these guys because of their entrepreneurial, like, the idea about camps and getting kids to the next level and stuff. So we'll get you guys on here. And don't be afraid to jump in on this draft talk here.
We want everybody in on this because we had a little discussion off air. Clint, you brought in all this data and information about the NFL draft, and I said, I'm going to take the opposite approach because I do not really care. It's not something I watch. The NFL has made a big batch of Kool-Aid, and we've all had a big drink of it over the years, and they've made a big production out of this. I want to see these players 2 and 3 years down the road. I want to see I want to look into a crystal ball and see. And if I could do that, I'd be a GM.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's when I care about these players.
Sure, sure. And I mean, I agree with you there. I hear that side, but I also believe, like I was saying before we came on air, the top five picks, especially if you look at the Cleveland Browns, they have the first and the fourth pick. They could possibly set their season or their team back 5 to 10 more years again without, you know, without picking the right players. I think you take Saquon Barkley and Nick Chubb, and that's a 6 to 10 to 8 and 8 team with Tyrod Taylor under center. I think the quarterback you can get later in the draft. I just think you need to set your team up for the future here.
But you almost made my point for me.
Okay.
But because
hopes and wishes.
Because you said it. They got to take the absolute right pick, or they're going to go the opposite way and set their team back to, well, not they're not going to set them back. They're about as far back now as they can. How can you accurately predict how these players are going to play at the next level, given the difference between collegiate and professional football?
Well, to chime in there, I didn't think with the running backs. I mean, quarterbacks, you're completely right. I mean, you know, you have a Tom Brady's in the sixth round, and you have Ryan Leafs in the first round. But I mean, when it comes to running backs, I mean, look at the history in the last couple of years. I mean, Ezekiel Elliott, Fournette, Adrian Peterson. I mean, everyone is comparing Barkley to, I mean, that's what you compare it to, Adrian Peterson. And I think, I mean, that's a once-in-a-generation talent. I mean, I think you got to go best available, number one, go Barkley.
And that's the point I was trying to make, Randy, too, was when you have those guys like the Nick Chubb, the Barkleys, those surefire that you know are going to make a difference as soon as they step onto the field day one. Like, if you look at the Saints, they had the number one offensive rookie and defensive rookie last year, and they were in the playoffs. They made a playoff run because of those two young men. So I think that the reason I get excited about it is because I love everything NFL. I love fantasy football, so I'm looking like, well, if this guy gets drafted by the Falcons or so-and-so, you know.
Well,
like,
I mean, you're the demographic
The
NFL has grabbed, and that's who it's appealing to. I am not going to watch 3 hours of a guy reading a card every 10 minutes or so. It's not going to do it. I'll have the caps on tonight when I go home.
Yeah, and I usually watch the first round just because of the excitement of, you know, of the whole world watching, pretty much. And you know, that's what's cool about NHL tonight. They're battling head to head with the NFL draft. So
I almost think that the later rounds are as or more important than the opening round, because you're trying to add depth to your team, and you're trying to come up with that X factor, that unknown player that nobody else knows about. I think that's where the true talents of a GM come in to play.
Sure, yeah, and I agree with you there. And I mean, if you look at the Redskins, they took Jonathan Allen last year. You know, they got some guys that are looking at from Alabama, you know, Daron Payne, Vita Vey from Washington. Those guys are looking at, you know, who knows if this team that was dead last in the league in rush defense last year can be a difference maker with Jonathan Allen and his rookie coming in.
Okay, well, I would just rather watch hockey players go up and down the ice than guys in zoot suits walk up to the podium, put a team jersey over the suit, and it doesn't appeal to me. I understand, though, that I'm a lone wolf in the wilderness, and that most of America is drinking that Kool-Aid tonight and watching the NFL draft. So,
sure, sure.
So have fun with that, everybody.
Okay.
I'll just find out in the morning how the Redskins screwed up another draft.
Yep, yep.
They might be drinking more than Kool-Aid, too.
That Kool-Aid will be spiked.
Yep,
anyway,
yep.
Anyway, let's go ahead and talk about why you guys are here, Sports Vision Camps. I think we wanted a little bio on these guys first, right?
Yeah, obviously we can go ahead back to Jeremy. We've already done it with you once, but talk a little bit why you've gotten involved or how you got involved with Sports Vision now that you've been a coach at, you know, Christendom. So.
Sure, yeah. So basically, thanks again for having me back on the show. It was a blast being here, getting to talk about Christendom hoops and men's basketball there. But basically, my love of basketball doesn't just exist right during the basketball season. It's 24/7. It's weekends, nights. My wife, of course, is throwing things at me, asking her to pay attention to her, and I'm paying attention to LeBron James hitting the game-winning shot. So. It's, just a huge passion of mine, and that passion basically has carried over into sports camps. You know, we decided for the past couple of years we've been running basketball camps, and then in the past couple of months we said, well, why do we have to stop at basketball? Why can't we take this same vision, get some of the best coaches around locally, right, and bring them into that vision? And, Sports Vision Camps was born from that idea.
Sounds cool, man. And so, Joseph, what do you want to add to that and talk about yourself a little bit since you're a newcomer to the show?
Yeah, and thanks for having us. Yeah, well, I grew up outside Baltimore and playing basketball since, you know, third, fourth grade, and got to come to Christendom on an athletic scholarship a couple years ago. You know, got offered the scholarship, but then 3 years later, tore my ACL. Mm. And then next year, tore my ACL again.
Sure.
And then I finally got to play my my junior year, and then I my maybe third or fourth game back, I fell on the ground, and this massive 250-pound player tripped on top of me, fell on my ankle, and then I fractured my ankle. But it was really a, you know, a blessing in disguise. That summer, this is my fifth year running the camps, and that summer after that, you know, we had a little switch at Christendom. Athletic director left, went somewhere else, and gave me a chance to step into the basketball camps. You know, I probably wouldn't have been even working there that summer had I not been injured. And that's when I got my first kind of taste of coaching. And then was able, because I wasn't able to play basketball anymore, I started assistant coaching my senior year at Christendom for the girls team. And so we started those camps 5 years ago. And then, you know, last year, Jeremy joined me, and it was really a great pleasure. It was a lot of fun. I thought, you know, we changed it to Court Vision last year. Now it's Sports Vision. It's great to be here now and see where we can go in the next couple of years.
So where did you come up with the idea? I know the camps, I mean, obviously you just did camps because you guys were coaching and everything and you wanted to start with basketball. Where did this OI idea of start, like, hey, let's turn this into a thriving business? Where did that come up to be?
Yeah, so as Joe just mentioned, he basically, Christendom for a while had been running sports camps, specifically basketball camps within the gym there at Christendom. And so Joe is taking that over. But again, as you mentioned, a little over a year ago, he asked me, you know, would you help me? You know, can we grow these basketball camps? So again, that's where Court Vision came into play. And the idea behind Court Vision was kind of in a simple way was we wanted basketball players to see the game on two main levels. The first was to see it on the court, right? You know, yep. So many players just play kind of with their, literally, mentally, their head down. They go through the motions. They run through the routines. But do they see the game, right? Do they see plays before they happen? And so that was the skills we were looking to develop in them. And then inside of them, their character, right? Building virtue. We wanted them to be able to see what the game does for you off the court, right? How does it help you build virtue in yourself? So from there, again, we ran those camps last year, had a lot of success with those camps, and then said, well, let's just do a little switcheroo on court to sports so we can fit in quite a few more camps into there. And again, that vision of kind of that multi-vision, which I'm sure we'll talk about a little bit more, that's where that comes into play.
So what other sports did you venture out to? I mean, I know we didn't really touch on it too much, but I know you did basketball, obviously, but what other sports? And I know, but tell the audience out there what you guys are doing on other sports.
Sure. Yeah, so I'll let Joe talk about it in just a second, the multi-sport camps that are all sports camp that we're running. But kind of the first main one that we decided to add on was soccer.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll talk about the coach in just a second there. But basically decided to add soccer camps for ages all the way as young as 4 to 6-year-olds up to kind of middle school boys and girls on that end. So it's a younger demographic there, but that's what's going on with the soccer camps. On another flip side was volleyball camps. So we added those and for all girls volleyball camps, all the way from 7 to 9-year-olds, middle school girls, and then high school girls volleyball camps as well. And Joe, I'll let you kind of touch on the all sports camp.
Yeah, I mean, the idea of the multi-sport camp is just to kind of give the kids a taste of, you know, a lot of sports. So we're playing a little flag football, soccer, throwing some fun sports. You know, I love Frisbee. I love Ultimate Frisbee. We're going to do a little bit of that. Hopefully a little, get some court time, play some basketball. And each day we're going to have a focus on a different day and just try to kind of introduce the fundamentals, introduce the game, you know, for maybe the boys and girls haven't played it yet, kind of, you know, build on that each day and see where that goes.
So is there a mindset, and, you know, I just wanted, before I ask this question, I wanted to say, you know, congrats to all the local athletes committing to play collegiate sports out there, because, you know, I'm seeing it all over social media. This person commits to D3, D1, D2, and, you know, and many boys and girls, they dream of playing sports like us, you know, in college and beyond, and, you know, nearly 8 million students currently participating in high school sports. Only 480,000 of those will play in college, and, you know, a fraction of them will go pro. So do you have that mindset of trying to prepare them for college level, since you guys are college coaches at all, or?
Definitely. And that's basically, I guess, what I would say in terms of, again, kind of the multiple levels of how we view the word, in some ways, vision, as part of the name, would be kind of this. On the first level, again, in terms of just the skills that you have as a player, Again, we want to help you develop the vision to allow you to succeed, whether it be on the, you know, the soccer pitch or whether it be on the basketball court, right, volleyball court. We want you to think in some ways like a coach, right? There's so many players out there who all the time later in their careers are just like, man, if only I knew what I know now while I was playing, right? And those are the players that separate themselves at the high school level. Those are the ones that get recruited. So in terms of building skills and building the knowledge of the game, that's the kind of vision that we're looking to build into them so that they can succeed at the next level. But what I would say really quickly as well is that, you know, here we are, right, where so many kids are going to college, so many are scholarship hungry, and there's nothing wrong with that. But it is important to keep in mind as well that after 4 years, you probably aren't going to the NBA, right? Probably aren't going to the pros and these different things. And so it's important to keep that healthy view of the vision of sports as it builds character in you for later in life.
Yeah, I think sometimes that message doesn't get passed on enough. And you don't want to shoot someone's dreams down, but just such a small percentage of local athletes, say at the high school level, go on to play college. And a smaller percentage of that goes on to play. You know, we all wanted to be professional athletes when we were young. But at some point, we knew that wasn't going to happen, and we had to pick something else. And sometimes I think we don't set the bar realistically sometimes. And I think I'm with you on not just the sport itself, but what the sport can mean to you later on in life.
Exactly. And I, again, just to kind of drum home that point, you know, it's not this idea that we're looking to discourage athletes, right, from loving the, we want a healthy love of the game, a love of the game that doesn't let them down. You know, again, if let's say they don't make it to college, right, or they get through college, or like Joe said, you know, he had some great dreams and aspirations, and boom, there goes his ACL, right? So he had to have a healthy understanding of sports to let him continue to love the game.
And if you're not hitting the books, or you know, if you're not preparing in other ways, when that knee gets blown out, you're left way, way behind.
Right.
Yeah, and I know. We've mentioned before, I think we had Coach Walsh from SU on. He had injuries, certain injuries that knocked his career short, you know. So I want to reach out. The reason I was asking about the going to the next level, college and pros and stuff, was because I've seen talent here. I've seen talent in this area. And like you said, hindsight's 20/20. You guys learn about what it takes to get to the next level, college level and pro level. So, you know, you guys seem to be doing that the right way. And what is the next step? What's sports vision? What are you guys going to do next to make it even more realistic for kids to get to the next level? Because I know you're teaching them the fundamentals and the things like coach, inner vision. What do you think you can do next to be – is it like reaching out to the local star, Eric Green, when he comes back into town? You know, certain things like that. Is that what you're kind of trying to do? And you're trying to make connections out there. So
yeah. You want to talk about that for a second?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a couple different things. I mean, I think one thing we want to do is kind of have it be an all – what kinds of things, what could we be doing throughout the whole year?
You know,
I mean, one thing that I think Front Royal desperately needs is a good, you know, basketball men's league. You know, it's something we've talked about. You know, whether it just be starting with a 3-on-3 tournament this summer. I mean, I'd love to see a 5-on-5 league. You know, I mean, that's one thing, and just kind of trying to keep sports vision relevant throughout the year, but then also trying to provide outlets for, you know, excellent sports throughout the year outside of just the playground or what you get in AAU or high school.
Okay. Let's take a break. I can't believe that segment's gone.
I keep looking at the clock and it's going, it's like, what time is it really? So, yeah, let's get a break in.
But when we come back, I want to talk about the structure of the camps, when they happen, how can I get my child, Sam, a parent, how can I get my child in your camp? The actual nuts and bolts of the camps.
Wonderful.
Let's do that. All right, it's Joe and Jeremy tonight. Sports Vision Camps is the topic on Sports Dogs After Hours, the area's only live local sports talk show, and now award-winning from the Associated Press, and brought to you by Parsons Kia. Back after these.
Weekends on the River just got even better, thanks to the Better Beer Store. Weekends deserve better beer, and the Better Beer Store has the best selection of craft beers in the area. Create your own craft six-pack or fill up from the Growler Bar. The Better Beer Store offers complimentary tastings each weekend. For the best selection of craft beers and the best local Virginia brews, there's the Better Beer Store. For a schedule of tastings and the latest news and events, like and share the Better Beer Store of Winchester on Facebook. Weekends on the River, proudly sponsored by the Better Beer Store, because you deserve better beer.
Is your financial advisor proactive or reactive? Join the 7 million investors who know the difference. For a proactive approach to your individual financial needs, contact an Edward Jones financial advisor near you. Call 1-800-ED-JONES, visit edwardjones.com, or stop by the Edward Jones office in your neighborhood. Regardless of what the market is doing, we stay in touch. Even when the market's down, we'll call you up. Proactive, not reactive. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Jeans Jewelers has been in business 20 years, and the year-long celebration continues at 407 East Main Street. 20 years means a lot of memories.
All of my girls told me they wanted to make sure I mentioned their fondest memories are all of the individuals who asked the lady right there in the store. And it's happened numerous times, you know, will you marry me? They buy the diamond and they get down on the floor in front of the diamond case and say, will you marry me? And that's happened 4 or 5 times. So it's kind of neat. And you're kind of a part of all of that. And that's kind of nice.
It's a new month, so that means a new giveaway.
Well, this is April, and we're giving away a Chalcedonian necklace. And they're beautiful, beautiful stones that are set on a sterling silver necklace. It's a real pretty blue and white color for the spring and summer. It's beautiful with some of the colors that are coming out, and it's really, I'm excited to give that one away this year.
Stop by Jean's Jewelers at 407 East Main Street in Front Royal and help Jean and her staff celebrate 20 years in business.
Come and visit. Have coffee.
Increasing cloudiness tonight. Rain likely towards morning, a low of 49, a chance of showers on Friday with a high of 66, mostly sunny, slight chance of afternoon showers Saturday. Kemp Miller in the Weather Center.
Now, more Sports Dogs After Hours on the River 95.3.
I'm Randy Wentworth, the R-Dog, the Postman, Clint DeHaven, alongside Jeremy Menick, Joseph Walsh tonight from Sports Vision Camps, our guests. And we will give you, first of all, a Capitals update. Evgeny Kuznetsov, 17 seconds into the game, 1-0 Washington.
Yes, sir, and thank you for saying that name because you guys made fun of me. You were laughing at me. I butchered his name, but thank you for covering that for
took,
me.
Took me a long while to get that one, by the way. Yeah. But anyway, we'll let John Walton, the great John Walton, who I met a couple of years ago, handle the call there if you want to listen on NBC Sports Radio 1450. But a promising start for the Capitals in Game 1 tonight. Guys, let's dive into Sports Vision Camps. Give me a little thumbnail of how the camp is structured. What do you do specifically? You mentioned sort of an overall, but give me an example of how long are these camps and what do you do on a day-to-day basis in the camps?
Yeah, so each camp is 3 hours long.
Okay.
5 days a week. All the camps are being run from June 11th to the 22nd. Okay, so it's 2 separate weeks. Each camp is 5 days, you know, that first week.
So they all happen concurrently? They're not at different times during the year?
Correct, yeah. They're all within those 2 weeks.
Okay, I got you.
And then each day, you know, we start, you know, always focus on the fundamentals. We have a focus of the day. So, you know, maybe for basketball, one day would be focusing on the fast break. Another day, focusing on the pick and roll. And then there's a series of stations where we're kind of honing in on those fundamentals. So last year, Coach Minnick took the dribbling and the passing. I did shooting and kind of some offensive principles, and we're spending about 20 to 30 minutes on those different fundamentals. And then competitions start every day. We love competitions. We love putting the boys and the girls at each other. So kind of just scattered throughout all that, different, you know, anything you can think of on the basketball court, you know, we're doing. So I mean, that's kind of a
You're taking individual parts of the game, and I would assume at the end of the camp there are actual games where the kids can put these newfound skills to use.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we're playing 3-on-3, you know, 5-on-5. We usually have a 3-on-3 kind of tournament. We organize all the kids into 3-on-3 teams.
Okay.
Give them different NBA names, and we do a little tournament throughout the week and a little championship game on Friday.
I love this idea. I mean, actually, that's how I got to the next level of college. I went to the Best in Virginia camp down in Hampton, Sydney, and that's how I got seen. So I love this idea. It's great. So talk a little bit about, like, the costs, and, you know, I see you have the little pamphlet here, but talk about the costs and everything for what people can expect.
Sure. Yeah, sure. So with the exception of one camp, I sort of touched upon it earlier. It's a 4- to 6-year-old soccer camp, which is 7 to 8 a.m. The second week of June. short, right? So it's yeah. little kids, little yeah. attention spans. So that's $50 for that camp. But all the rest of the camps are $150 per camp. Okay. But again, you got 15 hours of training going on, again, 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. You also get a camp T-shirt. So each and every camper gets a camp T-shirt. Likely as well this year, we're looking to kind of work with our sponsor. Actually, I'll talk about him a little bit later, but we're pretty sure we're also going to be able to offer camp bags as well. So that's built into the price. You know, Gatorade, water, beverages, you know, each and every day provided. And then, again, the chance and opportunity to win additional prizes, T-shirts, bags, gift certificates, things like that, depending on how many challenges you win or team challenges that you win.
Now, it just can't be you two running these, right? So who else is helping you all out with these coaching?
Great minds think alike. That was my next question.
Yeah,
absolutely. So we are excited in terms of our, you know, what we think in many ways is a star-studded, you know, kind of cast mm-hmm. of coaches. So in terms of the basketball camps, it's myself, Jeremy Minnick, and Joseph Walsh are the two basically basketball camp, the main coaches for those camps.
Okay.
For the girls' basketball camps, we'll also be bringing in, actually, collectively, basically both of our wives, Elizabeth Walsh, and then my wife, Mary Minnick.
Sweet.
Okay, so they both actually, Mary was a scholarship winner, athletic scholarship winner in Christendom as mm-hmm. well, many, many years of basketball under her belt. So we're bringing them in for those camps. But in terms of the soccer camps, Sean O'Reilly is a local guy. He's lived here his entire life, grew up in the Shores. And basically, he played at a D1 level. He also played internationally in England for several years. And he's also coaching right now in basically the Barcelona's Youth Training League up in Northern Virginia.
Wow.
So very excited to have him on board. And then in terms of the volleyball camps is someone who's been coaching at Christendom for many, many years now, Josh Peterson. With the past 2 years at Christendom, he's led his team to top 20 finishes in the USCAA. And he also coaches high school girls and middle school girls, potentially locally. And he's led them. They're a travel, you know, tournament team, and has led them to many, many, you know, championships and victories at these traveling tournaments.
Sweet, yeah, man, star-studded for sure. Yeah, I read the bio of the soccer. That was pretty cool to see that he was all over the area like that. So,
yeah.
I don't know if you mentioned, where are you holding? Just at Christendom College right now, or are you trying to expand out, or what?
Right now, all the camps are. At the Christendom College gym or the fields right in front.
Okay. And are you working with any other local schools currently? I mean, I keep mentioning you're branching out a little bit, but have you worked with anybody else in the area, try to reach like the local high schools or anything?
Well, we would definitely work on that. We have one school at Chelsea Academy. So we're you know, very closely with their AD and head of school. And you know, we're definitely trying to get out into the public schools or have connections with a couple of the AAU coaches. So we're definitely you know, trying to spread and get the award into those schools as well.
All right. And Jamie, I think you said you wanted to mention the sponsors, I think, a little bit, just to say a little shout out for them real quick.
Sure. Yeah, no, absolutely. Excited to have, you know, sponsors help make the camps possible and different things like that. So sort of our kind of premier top-tier sponsors who are just incredibly grateful that they're helping to back the camps. The first one I just want to give a shout out to is Blue Ridge Graphics. This is a screen printing and T-shirt printing company based out of Charlottesville, Virginia, but great company. You can find more at brgtshirts.com. Another one is All Claims Pro. This is a local claims consultant and public adjusting company that handles fire, water, storm damage claims, and more. Again, you can learn more at allclaimspro.com. The third sponsor is Timberworks Tree Care. This is your local tree service, tree removal, and land clearing company, where you can learn more at timberworksva.com. And finally, we're also excited to have Performance Sport and Spine, a comprehensive chiropractic physical medicine and sports medicine clinic here locally. And again, you can learn more at performancesportandspine.com.
Now, what is the level of this sponsorship? Is it financial? What are they doing exactly to help you guys out with these camps?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, no doubt about it. There's definitely financial backing, and again, we're incredibly grateful for that. And it's also financial backing that in a major way has helped us print these nifty brochures here on our hand. If you were at the Soccer Plex this Saturday, you probably had one handed to you, and you may have one handed to you again. And so that's, you know, welcome. That's us, but helps make these kind of promotional materials possible.
So you're doing a lot of legwork getting out there to where the kids and the parents actually are. Like you mentioned, the Soccer Plex. You're trying to find out the where you know these mass gatherings of people are, and you're going out there doing legwork.
That's absolutely right. And just to piggyback on what Joe said in terms of building local connections, relationships, we really want to. Yeah. You know, we really want this to be an inclusive camp for everyone in Front Royal. And so in the past, we haven't necessarily, you know, reached out in that way. Part of that is just time and maybe the size of our camps. But this year, truly, we're looking to get everybody involved. And just mention a couple more names and organizations. Like, we've reached out to the Front Royal Fury, you know, coaches and different team members there. We're really excited about getting integrated there. You know, local high schools, you know, Warren County Skyline, different connections there as well. And so we're trying to build those relationships. And, yeah, I mean, we want to pass people over to other sports camps, and we want to obviously have them over to ours.
You mentioned sponsorship and financial backing and things like that. What expenses do you incur by running the camp?
Yeah, no, I mean, basically one of the biggest expenses, of course, is just field and facility rental, right?
Yeah.
So that's a huge one.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's the compensation of the coaches themselves. And then in terms of materials, again, the T-shirts for every kid, the bags for every kid.
Kid's got to have a little swag.
Oh, you bet.
So you also, I mean, to cut you off, you also touched on another cool thing, performance and sport and spine. Like, parents, you know, out there listening in, how can they be rest assured that your kids will be safe, their kids will be safe? You know, what kind of, like, you know, physical training do you guys have? Are you guys qualified in any kind of physical training to make sure the kids are safe and secure out there for injuries?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Basically, one of the advantages of having it on Chrisom's campus is that in terms of the, you know, insurance and liability and just being able to, you know, cover the bases, mm-hmm. right? We have those different things in place. Those things are set in place. Secondarily, it also allows us the facility and the, you know, training staff as well. So certainly there will be activity going on in terms of making sure people are safe, right? Making sure that the correct personnel are in place to handle, you know, things if injuries do happen.
All right. So I guess the big question is for parents, grandparents, kids listening out there tonight, how do they hook up with your camp? How do they get signed up?
Sure. Yeah, so basically, again, there's brochures that you'll probably see circulating around town, different things like that. So if you see those, great. You know, we'd love for you to just take a look at the website, you know, there at the bottom. But that would be the number one way. So if you've gotten a brochure or a flyer, seen that around town, the easiest, best way online to find us is at sportsvisioncamps.com.
Postman, I'm going to get shameless here. I hope another way is that they hear some radio spots on their local radio station.
Yeah, I told you, man. I told you coming into this. I was like, we're going to kind of get them on the air here, man. So for sure, hook them up.
Those are the other costs that we incur.
Yeah. And I think you got a Facebook page too, right?
We do, yeah. You can find us on Facebook as well. It's Sports Vision Camps on Facebook.
I was going to ask you how social media was reaching out, and I'm sure that, you know, that's one of the ways you do that today. You use Facebook.
Absolutely right. And we're also on Instagram as well. So our handle on Instagram is Sports Vision Camps as well. And just kind of full circle there, you know, we'll tag you guys in our posts. We'll hope you tag us back, that kind
sure.
of thing. It's,
sure.
it's how the world goes round.
Right. Absolutely. Well, as we only have a couple of minutes, what is your sign up right now? Is it looking good for June?
It is, yeah, looking great. Basically, in the past, historically, the soccer coaches have run their own camps or his own camps on his own. The volleyball coaches have done the same, okay? So each and every one of these has great connections and has built sort of a resume of players, right, who are going to come back. So historically speaking, what we've seen is basically an average of about 15 campers per camp. So that's the projection. That's right. We're right on track to hit those numbers in terms of our camps. And so we're looking, again, through 13 camps to have about 15 to 20, 25 campers per camp.
Is that a number that you can comfortably handle? Can you handle more? Is that really a realistic kind of number as to what you can, you know, comfortably handle?
Yeah, and to piggyback off that real quick, too, like, where do you guys see yourself? You said you've been around for 5 years. Where do you see yourself here in the next 5 or 6 years of camps running? So,
yeah, I mean, I think that's a great question. I mean, I think 25 to is really would be a great number. I think any more than 25 to 30, you know, I think we'd be talking about, you know, starting another camp. I mean, I think personally, I think 20 is just, you don't want to lose that personal attention. And I think that's what we can offer right now with the 15, 20, 25 kids in a camp. And going forward, I mean, sure, we'd love to grow. And I think the way to do that would be not to get 30 kids in a camp. It would be to try to have some more camps so we can still have that individual attention.
And you know, the one-on-one attention is so important, too. The ratio of coach to player, to camper. So,
Sure.
Well, good luck, guys. You know, I would urge all parents out there listening, grandparents, get those kids off the off the couch, away from the video screen, at least for a little while, and get them out there moving around. Boy, nobody had to coax me to do that when I was young. We were doing something every day. We had our own all sports camp in our neighborhood.
Yeah, it was a year round thing too, all year round.
There's,
so
there's no question about that. Jeremy Joseph, thank you so much. I would love to have you back.
We'd love
keep
to be back too.
Keep us updated. Yeah.
And good luck with Vision Sports camps. It sounds like a wonderful idea, and good luck with that.
Thank you, Randy.
All right, we will come back, our final segment, and just kind of, what are we going to do, Clinton? What are we going to do, Postman? Just kind of going to give you another Capitals update and look ahead maybe to next week.
Yes, sir. Quick update on the Caps, and we'll touch up on some NFL draft stuff a little
bit. All right, all of that when we return. Sports Dogs After Hours brought to you by Parsons Kia. Nobody beats a Parsons deal. Nobody.
Kids, what's the rule about running in the house?
Always run hard out of the box.
That's not what I said.
He's rounding third. Here comes the play at the plate.
Uh-oh.
Let's clean that up before Mom gets home.
Exciting baseball action and quality family time? There's a place for that. Nationals Park. Sunday, April 29th is kids' opening day. The first 10,000 kids 12 and under take home a fidget spinner. See you in Nationals Park, your place for family fun. Buy your tickets today at nationals.com.
0% financing for up to 75 months on the 2018 Kia Optima has been extended through April at Parsons Kia. That's right, 0% for up to 75 months, plus Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. Drive away in your new Kia today from Parsons Kia. Warranties a limited powertrain warranty. Not all buyers will qualify. Financing from Kia Motors Finance. Cost per 1,000 borrowed is $1,333. Offer expires 4/30/18. For details, go to Kia.com. 0% for 75 months at Parsons Kia. Nobody beats a Parsons deal. Nobody.
Now, more live local sports talk with the Sports Dogs After Hours on the River 95.3.
The Postman, Clint DeHaven, to my right. This is radio, so that doesn't really matter. And I'm Randy Woodward. And once again, Postman, great show tonight. Thanks to our guests.
Yeah, absolutely. And those, you know, we had Jeremy on before talking about basketball, and now it's great to have those two guys on here talking about something they're passionate about, you know, the Sports Vision camps. And I'm really, really behind them on this. Hope they get it going and get it expanding like they're talking about. So
we are through one period in D.C., and they are rocking the red at Capital One tonight. 1-0 in favor of the Capitals. And when we're done, you can turn over to NBC Sports Radio 1450 and catch the call with the great John Walton, and hopefully a Caps victory tonight to get them up 1-0 in the series.
Yes, sir. And I know next week you won't be here, so have fun enjoying Apple Blossom weekend.
I will not. My Apple Blossom routine is that on Thursday of the Bloom, my wife and I usually pick an eatery downtown. It's not as crazy. If you did that on a Friday, it would be nuts.
Good
down
luck
there on the Old Town Mall. And then Wednesday is too soon.
Yep.
So you can't really sit outside anywhere and people watch.
Absolutely. Have fun with that. I don't think I'll be able to enjoy too much of the festivities this year because of my work schedule. But, yeah, have fun. I'm hoping the good weather.
Yeah, I'm looking for it looks like projections weather-wise are for a really warm week. Several days will be in the 80s. Next week for the Bloom. And then the weekend, you know, I was looking, I think this is my 14th year I'm doing TV with Barry Lee for the Grand Feature Parade, and it looked like rainy in 66.
Which
it feels like 46 when you're up in that booth on Hanley Boulevard.
Yeah, that wind can howl through there. But, yeah, if you see the Million Dollar Man or Dan Marino, see if he can throw you one of those plastic footballs, I'm sure he'll be throwing out and say hi to the king, Richard Petty, out there.
Richard Petty, Dan Marino, some really good sports celebrities this year at the Bloom. I will be also running in the 10K on Saturday morning. And that's when cool, rainy weather is actually pretty good. That makes for a good day to run. Not too humid, not too hot.
Yeah. I know you've been training. I think I heard you come in here in the station today, said you were doing a quick warm-up wrap out there. So said you got a little stiff coming in, I heard.
Well, here's my tip of the night. If you're 58 like I am, Don't put in a quick 3 miles before you have to get into a car for 45 minutes. You will stiffen up immediately.
Yeah, and I was outside working with my stepdaughter, and I was like, oh, man, my hamstring. I'm getting old. I'm catching up to you there.
So. And you've been up through Shawnee Land. That is my training ground up through the mountains there. It's kind of brutal.
Oh, sometimes. Absolutely. That's where I'm looking to build a house at. So, yeah, it's up and down hills all throughout there.
All right, we've got still about a minute. Okay. If you,
I got a question for you real quick. What I know you don't like the draft. What do you want the Redskins to pick, though? I know you don't really care about it. What are you looking for them to fill gap-wise?
For goodness sake, I just want them to choose wisely. Okay. It's a front office that's been a dumpster fire for a long, long time, and they just don't ever seem to get anything right. As far as needs for the Redskins, they've got so many. I mean, they really have. There's not one need. There's about five or six.
Yeah.
So
I'll tell you what. There's Minka Fitzpatrick from Alabama, the best cornerback in the draft. They're saying if you guys get him to pair up with Norman, that's going to be scary secondary for sure.
Well, that's a good pick. Definitely need some secondary help.
Yep.
It's funny. People were talking about Dez Bryant to Washington. not going to happen. But
no, and he already turned down the Baltimore Ravens going to the multi-year deal. He wants a one-year deal to get into bigger contracts.
So I just don't know. I mean, there's so many needs, so we'll see what they do, and let's just hope they get it right.
Absolutely. Let's hope so.
All right. Well, we will not. I will not be here next week.
Yep.
Janet will be here. Do you know who the guest is going to be?
Yeah, it's going to be actually a little soccer. One of my best friends, his name's Ryan Rittenauer. He's a sports fanatic, sports, loves everything, encyclopedia. He's going to be fantastic to talk to on the radio.
All right. Sounds like a fun show. Yep. I know Janet will handle things nicely in my absence, and I'll be back in a couple of weeks for Sports Dogs After Hours. There's the music, so we must say goodbye. Thanks to our guests tonight, Jeremy and Joseph of Sports Vision Camps, and hopefully you can find out more about that very, very soon, and get those youngsters involved. Get them off the couch this summer, and get them moving around a little bit, and doing some activity. For the Postman, I'm Randy Woodward. Have a great night, everybody. Our sponsor, of course, Parsons Kia, Valley Avenue, Winchester. Nobody beats a Parsons deal. Nobody until next week. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to the Sports Dogs After Hours, brought to you by Parsons Kia of Winchester, here on the River 95.3, WZRV, Front Royal.